The purpose of this show is solely to provide information for you to make your own decisions on the subjects that are presented. Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show. So glad that you have joined me, folks. As always, a lot of information to give you. Did Pfizer, their jab, destroy people's immune system? And how fast? We know there's evidence that the vaccine destroys people's immune system. We've been saying that for a long time. But how quickly does it do it? Well, it appears we have more information. It takes time to get this stuff out. And knowing how fast it does it is really interesting. Now, at the rate that the expose did some factoring using stats and data, at the rate that they say, and I'm going to give it to you in a second. I don't want to give it to you right at this moment because I want to clarify the rate that I'm about to tell you that they say clearly cannot be a rate that continues on year after year. So it has to have come to an end at some point. And what I'm saying is if you've gotten the jab one time, there is good news in some aspect. There's really bad news that the jab does destroy your immune system, and there might be permanent damage. I don't know. But I think this report, by its rate, and from, because I do this for a living, from things that I've seen in the past, it means it will destroy your immune system, destroy, but then it might stop and level out. And hopefully that means your immune system recovers. That's something I don't know. Okay. I'm just giving you a generic because I am going to give you what the rate is that the expose article had to say. And there's so much more. I got stuff from Naomi Wolf as well later. So from the article from the expose that is entitled, it's official, Pfizer new, it's new COVID-19 vax figures prove the old vaccine had negative efficacy within 30 days. I think we've proven that it had negative efficacy before we even had this new vaccine out. But I was interested in the article, but something different popped out. That's not what I want to concentrate on more so than the very fact that this percentage they came up with about how your immune system is being damaged and at the rate. I thought, now that's interesting. I think people would want to know that. That it's kind of like they buried the lead. And that would be this. The old Pfizer shots destroy your immune system at a rate in excess of 10% per month. It's saying in excess, but I guess we'll just round it, around 10% of your immune system if you got the old shot, the first vaccine. Now, obviously, it's worse the more you get put into your body. But I was thinking about this. If it's at the rate of 10% per month, it would take a year before you have no immune system whatsoever. Okay. I don't think the people who got the shot a year ago have no immune system whatsoever. I don't think that. I think they do have some immune system. I think they have some damage to their immune system. How much? I don't know. I think this excess rate is going 10% for about 5 months. And I think it maxes out when it brings your immune system down to about 50%. Why would I say that? That's not in this article. I'm going to give you some of this article. What I'm saying about it's from a different article, a different study that I saw. I believe it was by the expose, where they used stats, and it was clear that the amount of people dying after the vaccine seems to peak at about 5 months. And then it starts heading in the other direction where you're not seeing as many deaths. So we were talking about how it takes about, we were wondering the length of time. It takes about 5 months for people who don't die suddenly or something. And most people wouldn't die suddenly or even know that they're having a problem right when they get the vaccine. That does happen, but that's more rare. But your immune system being damaged for about 5 months, it seems like it would peak. And then maybe, now I don't know this, but maybe, this is me guessing, maybe your immune system starts restoring itself. If you survive that first 5 months, maybe you're on the pathway up. I can't tell you that you don't have permanent damage, but I doubt that your immune system would stay at 50%. I think God makes our bodies wonderful. I've said this always from the beginning. Our bodies are more wonderful than science even knows and can recover from things that even science is skeptical about our bodies recovering from. Okay? So take into account that, yes, it's probably true that when you get the jab, even the original one, even if you got it one time, your immune system started getting damaged at a rate of 10% per month. The question is, how long did it stay at that rate? I think from looking at other stats and how the deaths peaked at 5 months later, that tells me my own opinion. I think it goes for 5 months at a 10% rate, and then it starts to change. I hope. Let me give you some of what the expose had to say instead of me trying to explain it all, because it's hard to explain. And then maybe I'll recap a little bit. But let's take a look at this article. Like I said, I already said what it is titled. It's official. Pfizer's new COVID-19 vax figures prove the old vaccine had negative efficacy within 30 days. Okay, but we're going to jump down to that 10% that I'm talking about. Take a listen.
We shall now use their findings to prove that the old Pfizer shots destroy your immune system at a rate in excess of 10% per month. Hitherto, we have known that the vaccines cause VAIDS, and we saw in October 2021, from PHE figures against the Delta variant, that doubly vaxxed people were losing their immunity against the Delta variant at 5% per week when compared to unvaxxed people. This is how the expose first revealed that the COVID vaccines are in fact Trojans. They offer an initial immunity against a variant. But they also progressively destroy your immune system to the point where that initial immunity is wiped out. Then they continue said destruction until the point where your immune system kills most of the vaccinated spike-producing cells.
Let me pause it there. You see, it continues until it kills the spike-producing cells. Let me give you a recap in case there's people that don't understand how the vaccine works, even though we've explained this from the very beginning. There might be someone new that never paid attention before. The mRNA technology is where it instructs your cells to create the spike protein. I think most people know this, but in case there's someone that doesn't. And so you're instructing your cells to actually create the COVID-19 disease, the very thing, the spike protein that is what makes you sick. If you get the virus, that's the airborne virus. It's the spike protein that makes you sick. The mRNA technology tells your body to produce that, and it tricks your cells and basically reprograms to do that. That would make sense why your immune system would die at 10%, because your cells are being changed to then create something that is bad for your body, the spike protein, the poison. As crazy as that is, then your immune system is busy trying to fight that off, and eventually it kills those cells that were changed. Now, see how bad that is? They're already messing and taking cells and making them do things they were never designed to do. So yes, that's going to bring your immune system down. I think that's why you're seeing the 10% down. And probably per month, 10% your immune system, it gets down to about 50%, but then your immune system starts winning. Your immune system starts getting rid of the factory-making spike protein cells. And this might not be true for every single person. I'm just saying in general, this is what I think, because the death rate peaks at around 5 months. At least that's what the statistics showed in a different study. And then I'm assuming because your immune system does eventually kill those cells, you're on your way back up. So you're not going to be producing the COVID spike protein forevermore. That's always been a question. How long do you produce the spike protein? It sounds like you don't necessarily. We didn't even know. Does your body produce it forever and ever and ever? I still don't know for sure. I don't know. I'm guessing. I wish I had the for sure answers, but it looks like this is somewhat good news if you've already been vaccinated, because you can't change the fact that you damage your immune system. But you don't want to be producing the spike protein forever and ever and ever. I'm sure you've been worried about that. I think it sounds like your body will eventually clean itself out. But you still could have permanent damage to your immune system. Will your immune system, if it's been lowered to, and I'm guessing 50%, it could be worse than that. It might not get that bad. I don't know. This is just educated guessing by me. But let's say it gets down to 50%, then I'm right, and then you start to go back up. Will it go all the way back to 100%? I'm sorry to tell you, I don't think so. But an immune system working at 80% is better than working at 50%. I hope it goes all the way. I don't know. But I want to give you a little more. We'll pick up where we left off this article because they address a tiny bit of that.
Some people die before that point, from cardiovascular disease, from neurodegenerative disease, from spike-infected organ failure, from sepsis, from turbo cancers, etc. As we have seen from the excess mortality figures, others lose a significant percentage of their immune function against viruses in a manner which may not be reversible, since the DNA vaccines of AstraZeneca and J&J are obviously gene-altering and the mRNA vaccines have as many modifications as humans know how to make, in order to render what should be temporary RNA almost permanent, N1-methylpseudouridine for uracil, etc. Furthermore, the fake uracil is not identified by the cell as genetic material, and so if it gets incorporated into other cell processes, it has the capability to switch off immunity to all sorts of genetic disorders, which could not be more disastrous long term. The great thing about these new 2022 June 21 Pfizer results is that when properly analyzed, which is not as easy as I first thought, they reveal the decimation of immunity that the old vaccines wreaked in the first 30 days. Putting these results into the tabular form we get, looking at the table above, we see that adding 30 micrograms of the original Pfizer vaccine against Wuhan Hu-1, that everybody has taken for the first and second shots and the boosters up until September 2022, to 30 micrograms of the new Omicron BA.4/5 vaccine component, decreases its effectiveness after 1 month from 19.6x to 10.9x, a reduction of 44%. Likewise, adding 15 micrograms of the old Wuhan Hu-1 vaccine decreases the effectiveness of 15 micrograms of the new Omicron BA.4/5 vaccine component from 13.5x to 9.1x, a reduction of 33%. The causes of these enormous reductions in efficacy are: 1. The old vaccine has no efficacy against Omicron. 2. Both the old and the new vaccine progressively destroy the immune system with spike proteins that they program your cells to make. 3. Adding the old vax diverts some of the B lymphocyte capacity to make Omicron neutralizing antibodies into making totally useless antibodies against a computer-generated spike protein, Wuhan Hu-1, that has never been isolated, was most likely never in circulation, and most likely has more to do with Peter Daszak, Tony Fauci, and Moderna than it does with Wuhan. In order to determine the rate of destruction of the immune system in 30 days, we must first remove the reduction in efficacy due to diverting resources away from useful antibody production to useless antibody production. Before we do that, there are some key observations to be made about these results. No scientific paper. Pfizer's phase 3 clinical trial of the old vaccine was slated to last for published as a scientific paper in the New England Journal of Medicine. Its clinical trial identifier is NCT04368728. It began on 2020 April 29 and is slated to finish on 2023 February 15. It is stated to be still active, but the 46,953 participant trial ended after 6 months when they permitted the placebo group to be vaccinated, after having received FDA emergency use authorization. There will be no further data from that trial, because it would demonstrate VAIDS. They stopped the 34-month 28 months early, after just 6 months, in order to conceal the longer-term damage their vaccines do to those who take them.
Yeah. So you, I let that play. I know it was a lot, but to show you, the Pfizer documents that we got through the document dump have revealed a lot, but because they cut everything short, we don't know long-term effects. We still don't know long-term effects, and we're guessing. It talked about the isolation in that article, that COVID-19 hasn't yet been isolated or whatever. That's up to debate too. I've heard things on both sides. I'm just letting you know. So I don't know. I'm not worried about that though. The point here is I think it's really interesting to know how and what the rate is, and I want to know how long people have been damaged who have gotten the vaccine, because I know that's what your concern. I've not been vaccinated. It's not even a concern. This is 100% for you that I'm doing this show, the people who have been vaccinated. This is a show for vaccinated people. It appears that when you got vaccinated, your immune system dropped at a 10% around per month, probably for 5 months, because I'm only saying that because it seems like from data that the deaths from the vaccine peaked around 5 months. So that's why I'm saying that, probably. So that would, if it's 10% a month, that would take your immune system down to about 50%. So 50% of your immune system was still working. This is why you could still get a cold or a sickness and still survive, but it would hit you much harder. And I bet you a bunch of people experienced that. Yeah, like 3 months after I got the jab, I got a cold and it hit me way harder than any other cold. Yeah, because your immune system was brought down. Do you understand? You get it? But then your body is finally actually stopping your body from making this spike protein and those cells that have been tricked into doing that and changed, and your body will create new cells that aren't doing that. So obviously you're going to have a rise in your immune system at some point in time. The question is, what is the permanent damage? The question is, how much will your immune system get back? Is it permanently damaged? And is your body permanently trained to ignore certain diseases? Like if you have cancer and then cancer becomes some cancer cells in your body and then they become an outbreak in your body. There's all sorts of questions like that. Folks, I can't give you the answers. I'm giving you as much as I can, but this is how we've always done it. We give you the data, baby steps, and then, you know, months later, we look back and say, oh, we can build onto that. See, we were speculating, because a lot of what I'm doing right now is speculation. What I'm speculating with scientific data, my speculation probably plays out this way, but it might not. We have to wait and see, sadly. It's still a wait and see stuff. Let me get to Naomi Wolf before I run out of time, because also from the Pfizer documents, we learned a whole bunch about, and nobody really wants to report on this, how it destroys people's reproductive systems. Men's sperm counts massively destroyed. Pfizer knew it. Take a listen to this.
What have you guys found? And she did this video that's gone viral. Give us the overall kind of architecture of this. And I want to bring in Amy with the punchline. What is going on here? And why are people so drawn to this right now and talking about it?
Sure. I can't believe that it's up to us to announce these research findings instead of the American Association of, the American Medical Association or the New York Times, but here we go. Basically, for background, I've shared with all of you that these Pfizer documents show 360-degree harms to human reproduction. And what Amy Kelly, with her original research, has found, I asked her to kind of dive deep with the volunteers into other search results for human reproduction, and she did. And she's issued now, I believe, 3 videos, and they're finding horrific damage to male sexual health. There's no other way to say it. And her viral video, well, they're all viral. The first one showed that, well, as she'll explain, that actually the vaccines make antibodies in men against their own semen, essentially harming their fertility. Other videos, other research she's done have shown that the vaccines harm male potency. There's no other way to say this. Create impotence or are linked to impotence and prostate problems. And also damage, as we saw in the journal Andrology, to sperm motility and to sperm health, basically. So it's 360 degrees. Oh my God, I'm skipping one of the videos. severe injuries to the penis, like painful thrombotic injuries to the penis. So, I mean, this is the kind of thing, if everything we found, or the research volunteers, the War Room Daily Cloud research volunteers, haven't found to date, which include horrible damage, poisoning breast milk, damage to placentas, damage to the menstrual cycle, if that didn't raise an alarm that these are
Okay, and there's so much more that they actually present there. That's from War Room Pandemic, Steve Bannon's show. And we'll have a link below this video so that you can check out the rest of what they had to say, because I don't have time to give you all of it, but that's just the general. But notice, I'm giving you about the immune system from the expose. This is not even technically the immune system. This is reproductive, which ties into the conspiracy theory that this was all about reducing the population, obviously. A, you get to kill people, and B, you stop people from having children too, or at least reducing their ability, reducing it. And it's all about reducing everything, reducing the immune system, reducing, not completely destroying, so it doesn't look like they did it to you. That's why they would do it that way. I don't think it's a coincidence that the vaccine basically acts like a synthetic AIDS. That's why they call it VAIDS. It's not HIV, and it doesn't do exactly the same, but it's so similar, and it's scientifically created. How is it a coincidence that Dr. Fauci, his number one expertise, his whole career, was made basically on studying AIDS? So you have Fauci, who studied AIDS his whole career, and that's what his expertise is. And then you have this vaccine that he has pushed more than anybody in the world. And this thing acts like HIV. HIV is not AIDS. HIV, eventually, they'll say it turns you into having AIDS, because HIV will damage your immune system, and it does it slowly, over time, until your immune system's damaged enough that at some point in time, a sickness comes, and it could be years later, and kills you. That's what HIV and AIDS does. This vaccine does basically the exact same thing. It damages your immune system. It gives you VAIDS, not AIDS, but VAIDS. It damages it, and hopefully it's not exactly like HIV, because HIV seems to always get worse, slowly. I'm hoping that that's not what this is. I think there's signs that this vaccine doesn't work. I'm hoping I'm right on this, that it dips your immune system down and then your body will actually start to recover. Now, if you've gotten jabbed 3 times, I have no idea. And in fact, that changes everything. And we already know that most people who are having major problems are people who have been jabbed 3 times. So this is really for the majority of people who have only been jabbed once. I think you're dipping and then you're going to come back, but then you'll have to live with some damage. That's what I think. Again, I'm theorizing. But when we have theorized about this stuff, using data to back up and using science to back up what our theories are projecting what will happen in the future for you, we have been right. So I don't know. Time will tell. And man, if I'm completely wrong, I'll report that to you and say, oh no, it wasn't that, it's this. I'll let you know. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. I love you guys. See ya! Folks, for over 60 years, the John Birch Society has been standing for our constitutional rights. They want to limit and counter big government and its agenda. You need to go and check out the John Birch Society at jbs.org. Go check it out now.